The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, Charlie Weston always comes up with interesting stories. He, the personal finance editor and consumer watchdog all on his own with independent newspapers. He has a story today. Waste collection system shakeup would allow bin firms to take over entire regions. It seems that the Department of Environment licenses all the operators and has invited submissions and is about to do a review. Good morning, Charlie. Tell us what's proposed.
Good morning, Ivan. Yeah, we have a very unusual system in European terms. The bin companies go out there and they compete house by house. They contract to the house rather than having a contract with the local authority or the state. And it's called a side-by-side system where you get the individual bin companies competing for each household, the business of each household. Whereas in other countries, Britain and Germany, for example, the local authority might award a franchise for the area and, you know, they invite tenders and one company would win that tender and one company would service that entire area. So we have evolved into this system where we have this side-by-side system. But the Department of the Environment is looking at changing it. They've launched a consultation during the summer consultation process and they looked at the feasibility of transitioning from this side-by-side system to what they call a franchise tendering system and invited submissions. There was about 269 submissions. Very strong submission from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the consumer watchdog, which reckons the current system is broken. It's not working for consumers. There's a very big risk of consolidation in the market because we're seeing kind of a lot of mergers already, and the competitions are fear that there'll be even more waves of consolidation and that this would lead to what they call it wouldn't deliver strong outcomes for consumers, is the way they put it. So, I mean, we could be in line for a radical shakeup here now. Consultants, I don't know the name of them, they won't tell me who they are, but an environmental consultancy company has been tasked by the Department of the Environment to look at these submissions, come back with a report expected in March or April, recommend a course of action, and then the Minister, Dara O'Brien, will have to consider what to do. So we could be in line for a very different system rather than having, you know, in some urban areas, particularly larger areas, you have four or five companies competing to take your waste away. And, you know, 45% of households have three providers. Other parts of the country, they have nobody at all collecting their bins because it's not economic. They might be rural, strung out houses. So, you know, a very unusual system. The department probably, it seems to think it's probably ripe for change.
Yeah, there was a time this was done by the local authority. And I remember when it was privatised, there was a big row about it, particularly in Dublin. And people almost wanted, like water, a free service. I have to say, you know, where I live in Wexford, the service is really good. Like every Monday night, you put out your green bin, your blue bin, the recycling or the waste bin. And it's collected 6 to 7 a.m. every morning. Payment is straightforward. If you don't put it out, you pay per lift. And like, what about the point, you know, is there a precursor to this that people are dissatisfied with the service? It's inadequate. Like if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Well, that would be the argument that the Irish Waste Management Association makes, and they make that very strongly. And they sent me some consumer research they did. They got Ipsos BNA to do research, which showed a high level of satisfaction. They say the charges are lower than they were 20 years ago. We do a lot of segregation of our waste, and your waste is weighed, so it's pretty, you know, pretty advanced in that sense. But the department's concern is, look at recycle levels have plateaued. There's a lot of illegal fly tipping in parts of the country. And then the consumer Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is afraid. We've just recently seen Bordamona sell out its waste division to Killarney Waste Disposal. You know, you've had Torrentons take over Citybin in Galway. You've had Panda and Greenstar take over ExoMex. So there's a fear that there's a wave of consolidations happening and on the way. And if that continues to go on, you won't get the kind of service that you're satisfied with at the moment. So there's arguments on both sides, Ivan. It is a complicated one. We are unusual. And I've put it to the Waste Management Association as well, that it's very profitable. Remember that Beaupark, which owned Panda and Greenstar, was founded by Eamon Waters, an entrepreneur. He sold that a while ago for more than €1 billion. So I put it to them that it's extremely profitable. No wonder you guys want to keep it the way it is. The waste management people, you're making a mint out of it. And they're adamant it's not extremely profitable. They're saying the profit margins are between 3% and 15%. Average of about 8.5%, which isn't huge. But, you know, there is concerns that the market is not delivering for consumers and that there's a need for an economic regulator. So, you know, that's what the CCP would say. Somebody who would review prices to see if they're fair, review environmental and consumer protections and ensure, you know, that we have high levels of recycling and that the companies are being fair to people and that we have a waste collection service across the country. So if you've gaps in it at the moment, the system, that's a major defect with the system. If there are parts of the country which have no private collector coming in to take their waste away.
Yeah. That obviously is unacceptable. I don't quite understand how the proposed changes in terms of, you say an entire geographic area. Does that mean there'll only be one provider in a given area? Because at the moment, it is also area-based. You see, you know, particular brands and particular companies might do Portlaoise, and in adjoining Carlow, it might be someone else, and Kilkenny, it might be somewhere else. You know, in other words, that is area-based. I mean,
it is.
Yeah,
yeah, and the waste operators will say, look, at it, that'll settle down a bit. You do get a lot of, you know, in urban areas in particular, you get a couple of companies. But the counter argument to that is it's not as efficient if you have in urban areas if three or four trucks every day is bin day, three or four trucks collecting waste in an estate. Say, you know, one company comes one day, another the next, and environmentally, it's crazy having trucks trundling around. When one area, you know, you take a town in North County Dublin where I live, say Swords, you know, the idea there, instead of having four or five different companies competing with each household for the business, one company would get Swords and they would just do Swords the entire area. And that would get rid of this messing where there's three or four trucks coming on different days to collect waste. Is that a better system? I mean, that's what has to be assessed by these consultants and see, does that work better? Would it be better for consumers? Does that get rid of this risk that the competition people are worried about, where you're going to get a lot of concentration, you're going to get very few operators in the country who then start being able to dictate prices which won't suit consumers? So there are arguments on both sides. I mean, it's a complicated one.
No,
something we'll probably give here, though, I'd say, you know, because I think we just have such an unusual system that the key thing for the department here is meeting European directives. And if we're not recycling enough, they're looking at a different system which might help that as well. That's a key consideration, the level of recycling, which is, you know, we produce an awful lot of waste per household in this country as well. But if recycling rates are not increasing, they're not going up, that's an issue as well. So I think that'll be a big factor in what system they choose to recommend.
Yeah. Some texters, the side-by-side approach is terrible. Multiple trucks in and out every day collecting one house at a time. Of course they're changing the bin collections to make more money. If you make the mistake of working and buying your own home, you're a sitting duck for charges, levies and taxes, says Leo. So tell me, what's the time frame for this review? When will people see change at their door?
Well, nothing will happen fast, Ivan. Nothing ever happens fast in this country, does it? These consultants have been told you have a tight time frame. You need to come back, look at these submissions, come back with a recommendation by March, April is the date. Now, if it's probably going to stretch beyond that. Once that happens, then the minister has to review that report. Minister O'Brien is to look at what that says, and then he's to make a decision, make a recommendation to Cabinet. Cabinet will make a decision. And then legislative change will be needed. Now, that can take a while, as you know. So we could be looking at, I don't know, just guessing here, Ivan, we could be looking at 2 years away. So the current system could stay as it is for a while yet. But you could be 2 years away before it changes. And if it does, it will be.
Just Dara has gone to transport now, so it's James Brown. But by the time it changes, he might be changed again.
Dara's got all of that. I know, I met him recently. He's my constituency TD. He's environment and he's...
He got Eamon Ryan's brief. I thought it was the Custom House where he used to be, no?
It's Department of Climate, Energy and the Environment. He has all of that.
What's he minded to do?
I don't know. He's not saying, you know, he's got good guys in that department who are looking at it. He's got to wait and see what the report comes back. I just think he's aware that the system needs to be looked at. It hasn't been looked at for a long time. It's evolved the way it evolved, and it goes right back to the getting rid of rates way back in the 70s and local authorities not being able to fund collections and people not paying for them. That was a major issue. So local authorities were quite happy to get away out of it. But we've ended up with this kind of a system now, and the department feels and the minister feels, I understand, it's time to look at it and just see if it needs to be changed.
Just on the recycling, because you mentioned a couple of times, surely the return scheme for plastics has butchered the economics of, you know, the wheelie bin, because, you know, the most profitable item for recycling plastics is no longer there.
Yeah, you know, there were major questions to be asked about that. And the waste companies were quick to say, hold on a minute here, that was a valuable profit line for us. The plastics, we could recycle those separately. They go into the green bin usually. That's gone now. It's a separate operation. People go along with their bags to the supermarket. That is an issue. I mean, you know, was that a wise thing to do to take that away? Has that increased the level of recycling? It seems to have, because there's an incentive there for people to take bottles and get something back. It has contributed to inflation, obviously, as well, because you're adding 15 cents to cans and bottles. But, you know, that is a problem, definitely, for the waste management system. But look, they seem to be pretty profitable. There's a lot of waves. There's a lot of consolidation. So it does look like a healthy, economically healthy area to me.
All right. Charlie Weston, as always, thank you. Do tell us your view. Are you happy or not? 53106 with your local bin service. But Charlie Weston, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.